Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are done with the annual, and so now we're going to go back into the regular issues of the Fantastic Four. So let's get to it.
On to the next issue, issue 81.
Ooh, the Enter the Exquisite Elemental.
All right. So this issue starts out with Crystal basically lobbying to be the new member of Fantastic
Four. Well, she made her own suit to match the rest of the Fantastic Four.
Which looks good.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're comic book girls. They always look good.
Well, it's Jack Kirby drawing, too, so.
Exactly.
I think I made a comment about this on a Thor issue, or Thor episode, where just Jack Kirby knows how to draw his women.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he drew a lot of women.
Yep. Totally. Sorry. So, Johnny is, he's not against it, per se, but he's also not, like, fully endorsing it. And Ben's just being a giant asshole with his comments. But so,
actually, it's kind of funny because, you know, he's, you know, basically like, look, I don't want to hear your sappy romance crap, and this is giving me an upset stomach. I'm going to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, it's just great. And John makes some comment about how
she needs to prove herself if she thinks she's going to be part of the Fantastic Four.
And so, what does she do? What does she do? She uses her powers on both those two
to throw them
automatically or immediately.
Throw them all over the place and completely trash one room inside of the building.
Mm-hmm. And as this is going on, Reed walks in. And he's like, what the heck is going on here?
Well, you know, she shot that blast of, actually, I don't even know what the heck it is. Elemental energy is what it says.
She apologizes real quick. She was just displaying her powers.
And he tells her that more, it's not about how powerful you are. It's also about how much you can control it.
Which he also makes mention that that was the first lesson Johnny had to learn.
Uh-huh.
Which does not surprise me one bit. Now, I have to comment on this very next panel. This one right here. They're talking about how Reed saying he just got back from the hospital and how the baby and Sue are doing fine. And then he just notices Crystal's costume. Her response, taken out of context, is so great.
Especially with the way that she's pictured. Because, like, in the picture, she's standing up against him and she's got her hands on his shoulders and her forearms against his chest, like you would stand next to somebody that you know you are romantically involved with.
Her comment is,
tell me I can be your wife's replacement.
It's like, wait a minute. Okay.
So, not only does she say, you know, tell me I can be your wife's replacement, she says, I know that you need me, and I know I can do it.
Out of context, it's great, but, yeah, it's just, it's bad.
Well, even if this was the only,
panel
that you saw, just reading that, you'd be like, huh. Damn. Reed, you pimp. Must be the gray sideburns.
Something. So we continue on, and we are met with, who is this guy again? The Wizard?
This is the Wizard, I think, or the Warlock or some shit like that. No, the Wizard.
Which, I guess, names are pretty darn original.
Uh-huh.
The Wizard. Also, I have to make a comment about
how much he looks like, he looks like a Sentinel right there, but he also looks like Galactus.
There's that. But I'm referring to, this is the second one I've come across, second drawing I've come across, where I don't know what it is, but Kirby has some instance of drawing giant foreheads. And we'll also see later on.
That's his helmet, though.
Oh, no, I know. But it's a giant, it's so big. Does he have a freaking Marge Simpson hair under there or something?
He was trying to make himself look like, you know, an all-knowing wizard, I guess.
It's dumb, but anyway, he's making these power gloves.
Basically,
Wonder gloves. I'm sorry. Yeah. Wonder gloves.
And he can magnify his elemental powers with them.
Yes. To take on the entire Fantastic Four. And so he actually has the power of all four, but no, three of the four, because he's like, I don't really need the power of Invisible Girl, which for whatever reason they're still calling her Invisible Girl, not Woman. Oh, he says here, I need not be concerned about the Invisible Girl, since she has forsaken her mission in the name of motherhood. At least he's, you know, understands why she's not there.
At least he's not going after her.
Yeah, well, that's, unwritten code. You don't go after the families. Right.
Well,
now.
I'll just say, yeah, at this time.
It definitely changes later on. But so he decides he is going to take on the Fantastic Four, or what he's thinking, Fantastic Three at the moment. So he decides to attack. What's called
the Terrific Trio? It rolls off the tongue. Anyways.
That's a lot quicker than saying all three of them, so maybe.
Or you could just call them the FF.
That's not till later. Sorry. So he, I don't know what he attacks here.
What he's doing is he's using his the new gloves that he made to basically melt his old gloves.
Is he actually attacking the back? Is that the Baxter Building?
Yeah, that's okay. Supposed to be the Baxter Building right there. And he's sending a wave of power into there where he knows they're keeping his old gloves, which they just so happen to be standing right around when they burst into whatever that is.
I don't know what room they're in, but yeah, they're just laying out on the table.
Yeah,
I figured if they were as powerful as Reed says they are, even the Wizard says they are, they'd be under some sort of protection, maybe? Unless they were literally just examining it that day, for whatever reason.
As a matter of coincidence, we just happened to pull these gloves out, and lo and behold.
So they blow up.
You know what it was, don't you? It was the routine maintenance they were doing to all their stuff in their lab. Okay.
So the gloves blow up, or they're gone. I'm assuming they blow up. And Johnny decides he's going to figure out what's going on. And he goes rushing out of the building. And he finds the Wizard destroying abandoned warehouse.
There you go.
And he was doing it, the Wizard was doing it just to get the Four's attention. He basically starts taunting Johnny, or Human Torch.
And out and maneuvering him also, I should point out.
Yes. By using basically his all of their stuff, their powers and accumulated powers against him. He ends up using the thing's strength by ripping a steeple off of a building and then hurling it at Human Torch. And once he does that, he disappears, I guess, because he doesn't see him right away. But what he does see is the Fantastic Car. Great name for that thing.
Oh, yeah. Especially since it's, you know, more like a jet plane thing.
Yeah, I don't see any wheels on that thing at all.
Anyways, so while you know, basically the Human Torch is distracted, you know, talking to the rest of the Fantastic Four, he gets blasted out of the air by the Wizard. And it's a jet of water that he uses to hit him with, which, you know, obviously, you know, soaks the torch and he can't, you know, flame on.
Yeah. He then takes the water tower and throws it at the Fantastic Car. And sorry.
You all right?
Now I'm dying over here. They're trying to outmaneuver it because he's using his anti-grav disc to... Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
He's hurling it at them. But same time,
it's also chasing. He's basically
them.
Chasing.
It's homing in on them. Yeah.
And so they wait until they are over the. I'm not sure which river, but they're over one of the rivers, and then the thing just smashes into pieces and drops it right into the river, where it will harmlessly fall into the water below. I mean, we aren't worried about, you know, contaminating the water at this point in time.
But it's full of water, so it's fine. So the Wizard does a straight up attack at them. And in doing so, it kind of separates them. They're all trying to take cover. And Johnny is more concerned about Crystal. And that's a problem because Reed's like, Crystal doesn't need your help. You need to get out of the way. But by not listening, he puts himself in danger. And... I'm losing my train of thought here.
No, you're all right. Basically, he gets over there, and then Crystal's like, Johnny, don't worry about it. I can prove that I can do this myself. She blasts the Wizard here with a concentrated elemental force, disrupting his anti-gravity unit, and then she uses the power of the wind to basically fling him all around, you know, the area that they're at, smashes him through buildings and stuff, and then... He tries to do some kind of a shockwave, like smashing into the ground, and she counters this with her own shockwave that ends up being stronger than his.
Yeah, he's starting to use up power in his glove.
Yeah.
And it's starting to become straining to him.
And what I really love, though, is where he's like, how can a mere female do this to me?
Yeah, pretty sure that's all we have nowadays is awesome female heroes.
Yeah. Yeah. But he moves his gloves up to the highest intensity, and then he basically tells her, you know, that he's going to kick her ass. And she's like, yeah, she's like, you ain't got nothing on me. And as soon as she does that, she pulls in this, like, super freaking elemental blast of her own while she's, you know, name dropping, you know, Medusa, the Black Bolt, yada yada.
she ends up getting this swirling smoke around him to basically kind of gas him out or make him pass out. He tries to get away, and in doing so, the human, or not,
Johnny lassos him with a flaming
lasso. Yeah. Literally. And the thing hits a, what's that?
It looks like a pier, like the end of a pier.
Just knocks this thing at the wizard.
I should rephrase. It looks like the end of a pier from like the, you know, 1700s. Right there in the middle of New York.
I mean, it's possible. It's New York. They want to keep everything all, you know.
Got to keep it original.
Yeah, exactly. He knocks the top of it at the wizard, and it hits him, knocks him out. But apparently, as soon as he hits the water, it revives him, and he goes swimming away while
Reed sends his arm in to catch him.
Yeah. But once they finished up, they're like, he escaped. Yeah, we haven't seen last of him. Reed apologizes to Crystal because she has proved herself that she could be part of this team, and they're all like, yeah, okay, cool, We're the Fantastic Four again. This is great.
And then, of course, you've got Johnny here who says, throws in this horribly sexist comment here, you know, if anyone messes with us, she'll whomp them with a powder puff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 60s comics, man.
But I'll bet you she could totally take him in a fight.
Well, she did earlier.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's whatever. Johnny, apparently, he's blonde. He forgot it. Real quick.
Well, he's also an arrogant little cuss. So
there is that, isn't it?
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com.